Welcome to Raising Connections. I'm your host, Rayshan Mayer. This is the program where we talk about your critters, companions, commerce, and agriculture, and all of the connections between them. This morning, we have a fun and interesting guest, as always, Melinda Horner. Welcome.
Thank you.
You and I have had a wonderful talk. We're sitting in the Raising Connection studios. We've been looking at quilts this morning. Can you introduce yourself and tell us where you're from?
Hi, I'm Melinda Horner, and I'm from Walkersville, Maryland. I've been doing handwork and quilting since a very young age.
When you walked in, you had a beautiful jacket on that's quilted. Your necklace is quilted, and the earrings you're wearing are dyed glass. Why do you surround yourself with handcraft arts?
Items that are made by hand, they're designed different, they're more personable, they feel better, they wear better. They're almost like a billboard of who you are. People can, just by seeing you, can kind of get a feel of the type of person that you are just by your accessories and the clothes that you wear. And as a quilter, I do tend to wear things that either fabric that are quilt patterns or, you know, the jacket that I made with quilt blocks. It's an outwardly statement of who you are without having to tell someone who you are.
I absolutely believe that. Mm-hmm. My daughter and I will have conversations about, do you tattoo your body? And I always tell her, well, we tattooed the lips of the horses and we tattooed the thighs of the dogs. And she goes, yes, Mom, but what about that? I said, it's art. And sometimes my mood is one way and sometimes my mood is the other. And if I have a beautiful art hand good on a jacket, I might feel flowers one day and the next day I might feel horses. And she's like, oh, that makes sense. A beautiful jewelry, a beautiful piece of art that you can wear to express that personalization. Four Counties Quilting Guild. Did I say that right?
Mm-hmm.
Is part of the organization that you're in the leadership for. What is a guild?
Our actual guild was formed in 1988. And our focus and most guilds' focus is on new quilters. And it's a place where sewists or quilters or people who want to learn how to quilt, we have the space and the people that allow questions to be asked and lessons to be learned and things to be taught and shared with one another. Our guild, we focus on new members, new quilters, and we have a wide variety of membership and ability, the traditional, the modern, and the art quilt world. A guild provides a safe space for people to come and really share ideas about quilting and life. Great friendships are made through the guild. It is. It's just a wonderful place to come learn and share ideas.
So a guild isn't something, it's not juried. It's not a level of skill.
No. It's something that's open to everyone.
Got it. Mm-hmm. So it's not quite a club. It's a place to learn. It's a safe place.
Yeah.
It's for a group of people that have one interest in a field.
Yes.
So I know we'll do this at the end, but I bet there's a listener out there going, I used to do this. Grandma used to do it. Mom used to do it. My great aunt used to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I've got there sitting in the attic and I don't know how to use it. Can they bring that?
They certainly can.
And say, how do we do this?
Yeah, we have sew-ins at the local library at Mount Airy. And every time that we are there at that space, someone walks in and tells us a quilting story. Or we have Aunt So-and-so's or great-grandmother So-and-so's quilt and we don't know what to do with it. It may be a top that needs to be finished. We have Lori Mombe. She's a new member. And that's how we met her. She just happened to have these quilts in her car, and we would love to see them. And she brought in these beautiful heirloom tops. And that's exactly what she was looking for, was somebody who could help her finish these quilts. And we all got to share ideas as far as how we would finish them versus, you know, me as a hand quilter, I said, this one definitely has to be finished by hand, which a lot of the antique tops are finished by long arm quilters today. But there's still a lot of people out there that will hand quilt them for them as well. So I hope one day that I get the opportunity to finish one of her quilts for her.
So we've got to break this down a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
The look on your face when you were explaining doing the quilts and doing this for her and the gift of love in doing the quilting, mm-hmm. and the gift of community and the technical pieces. We've got a lot of ground to cover.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much in quilting. And you started it off with the traditional, the modern, and the art quilting. Mm-hmm. What are the differences?
Your traditional quilts, they're the patterns and designs that derived back as far as the 1700s with your chintz quilts and applique quilts, and then your 1800s with your patchwork. Actually, the Goodies and the Farmer's Wife magazines, they used to share quilt patterns in them that the women who got those magazines, they would then share their patterns with their friends in their community to make these beautiful patchwork traditional quilts that, you know, we still make today. And they all go back to those traditional original designs. The modern quilts, the modern designs, the fabrics are different. You see more solid fabrics used in the modern quilting. They're more organic. And then the art quilting, that's just amazing. It's such a wide, vast, broad spectrum from portraits to landscapes to abstract art. There's a lot of reflection of that art world that may be done in other textiles or mediums that has been transferred over into fabric.
It all comes together in something usable, washable, giveable, made with love and time. And oftentimes the home craft art, such as quilting, aren't really considered art, but right here is the crossover. Mm-hmm. When we go back to Lori Mombe and the quilts that she brought in, the act of love that was on your face in mm-hmm. giving her something that is quilted brings me to a question. Isn't a quilt just a blanket?
No. That's one of the things that's kind of frowned upon when people express that quilts are blankets. Blankets have one purpose, and that is to cover you and keep you warm, where quilts are made with love and provide the warmth. I've always felt that a quilt is like giving a person a hug, because you can wrap yourself in a blanket, but you cuddle yourself up in a quilt.
Oh, I love that.
And there's so much more that goes into a quilt. Even tied quilts are just as special.
Now, a tied quilt, is that the polar fleece where you're tying the edge?
Well, that would be more of your blanket style. Okay. Your tied quilts is your traditional quilt top, and then you tie the three layers together with a cotton thread or yarn. They're considered more comforters or comfort quilts versus...
We used to call them tacking. You tack them.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Tack quilt with little fuzzies in the middle. Okay, so we got that. Apparently the story is, my father, when he was young, would take the little tacking and tickle his nose with it. And when my daughter was born, we found her taking the tacking and tickling her nose. Genetics that work through the love of quilts and comforters. So we're not talking blankets, but there's tops, because that's what Lori was bringing around in her mm-hmm. car. And then there's the act of quilting. Walk me through this. There's piecing, there's toppers, there's quilting, there's blankets, huh?
Yeah, the quilting is you take a beautiful piece of fabric, you cut it up, and then sew it back together again. You're piecing, you find your pattern that you love that may associate or remind you of the person that you're making the quilt for. And generally, that's where quilting begins, whether it's someone that's getting married or a baby being born. There's an actual person that's in mind when you start a quilt. And then you get your fabric and you cut your fabric up, you sew it back together again. And then again, that's, you know, the roots of our country with our cotton here in the United States. That cotton is grown here and transformed into the batting, which is your middle layer of your quilt. And we also have our wool fleece that we use for our wool bats for our quilts. And then the third layer is just your cotton layer that you use for the backing of the quilt, which is traditionally what is against the person. Then the quilt's layered, basted together either by thread or pins. And then it's the person's choice if they're hand quilting it, as far as whether they use templates or just follow the flow of the fabric, the design of the fabric to do the hand quilting. Or a lot of people today take their top to a long armor, which is a long arm quilter, which they quilt with an electronic machine, a large machine. And that has become an art in itself, just like the traditional quilting.
So let me break this down a little bit. The design in the fabric is the piecing.
Mm-hmm.
And that fabric can come from all kinds of places, from high-end fabrics you like all the way down to t-shirts and bits and pieces of loved ones' clothes or a special shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And then the batting is the stuff in the middle that makes it thinner, thicker, summer mm-hmm. weight, winter weight, comforter.
Yes.
And then the backing of it is what's against your skin. Then there's an edging. And then the quilting is sewing in a pattern the pieces together.
Yeah. You're holding the three layers together with the quilting.
And this can be done by individuals. It can be done by different people. Is it sort of like the plumber and the electrician and the finish person? So somebody does the top, somebody does the middle, and somebody does the quilting? Or is it all one person? How does that work?
Through our guild, we have a lot of community projects that we do, whether it's Sleep in Heavenly Peace or Quilts of Valor. And we have designated sewers that will piece the top. We'll have a group of people that will actually go out and get the fabric, choose the pattern, and then the person will piece the top together. And then you'll have another person or several people that will select themselves to do the quilting on the quilt. And then we'll have another person that will finish the quilt by doing the binding. So it can be a team effort. It seems like when you're doing a service project where you want to get a number of quilts done by a specific time, it does seem to move a little bit faster by having a team of people working together versus, you know, one person. For example, I can piece a quilt top together in a few days, but to hand quilt a queen size quilt, it would take me 4 to 6 weeks to get it quilted.
And that's fast.
Yeah.
That's fast. Anybody who thinks 4 to 6 weeks is a long time? That's a fast quilting. You can rock and roll with the best of them. When we come back, let's talk about all of the things that go into that community and team and what the guild does. Join me, Rayshan Mayer, from Mariah Bell Manor Kennel, for our new adventure, Living Life Tails Up podcast, combining everyday life with what goes on at the kennel and farm, a bit of humor, some ideas, and some positive happy bubbles. We're living tails up, nose down, and staying on track. We hope to see you on Living Life Tails Up for 5 to 10 minutes worth of happy, happy bubbles shooting out there in the atmosphere. See you soon.